The story of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, is as it had been told them.
Good evening, boys and girls. Good evening. Good morning. Good evening, everybody else. So, why are we here tonight? Who can tell me why we're here tonight? In the back with the red bow. Why? Because Jesus' birth. You are totally right. And does anybody know why is that a big deal? Why is that a big deal? Okay, Emma. It is the Son of God. But was Jesus born like in an ordinary way?
No.
No, he wasn't. So who was Jesus's mother? Who was Jesus's mother? Mary. And do you have Mary? Do you want to bring her up and put her in here for us? So it all started with Mary, an angel. Here we go. Can you scoot right there? Scoot, scoot, scoot. You're a good job. Can you scoot, 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 scoot? You're good. Wait, no, Emma, stay where you were. There you go. Come on. There we go. We got Mary up. So Mary was visited by an angel, and the angel said, "Mary, you're going to have a baby." And what did Mary say? Anybody know what Mary said? What do you think Mary said? Well, she may have said, "I was a virgin," which meant, "How can I be pregnant?" And the angel said, "It is the Son of God." But was Mary like running around singing "All the Single Ladies"? No. Was Mary, what was Mary? She had someone else in her life. Who was that? Who else was in her life? Yes. Joseph was in her life. And were they married?
No.
Not yet. They were engaged. And so they were going to be married. So who has Joseph? Somebody. There we go, Parker. Can you make him up? Can you get it? So Joseph actually also got visited by an angel, because Joseph was like, what do you mean she's going to have a baby? And the angel said, it's the child of God, and you're going to name him Jesus. And so Joseph was like, okay. Right? All right. No big deal. I believe you, angel. So, but something happened, and they had to travel to Bethlehem. What were they doing? Exactly. The king wanted to count everybody, and you had to go back to your hometown, and Bethlehem was Joseph's hometown. So they traveled to Bethlehem, but did they just walk, or did Mary was like pregnant? So who helped them get to Bethlehem? Yes.
Donkey.
The donkey. Does somebody have a donkey out there? Can you? I'm going to have you come around this way. Go. Keep going around. Keep going around. You'll see it when you get here. Sean, how there you go. Come this way. All right. We have a donkey. And here's what I love about Hermosa Beach. Flip-flops in winter. Yeah, duh. So Mary came, and they came on a donkey, and they went around, and they knocked on all the hotels. And was there room for them in any of the hotels?
No.
Was there room for them in any of the motels?
No.
Was there room for them in any of the motor inns? No, nowhere to stay. So somebody said they could go and sleep where?
In a stable.
In a stable, which is also called a, what did I hear it? A barn. So who lives in a barn?
Cattle.
Lola? Cattle? Yeah, I didn't hear what you said, but. Animals. Yes, animals do live in the barn. And camels. Does anybody have the camel? Cows. Cattle live in the barn. Anybody have a cow? The ox? Somebody have an ox? Do you want to bring the ox up and put it right up here, sir? So we have ox. But then it came time for Jesus to be born. And did she have like a nice little crib to lay him in? Did she have a little pack and play that she had tied to the back of the donkey? No. Where was she going to put her baby?
In the theater.
Not quite in the theater. It does end with an
manger.
ER. A manger, exactly. So does somebody have the manger? Who has the manger? Let's put him right near Mary so she can keep an eye on her. There we go. So Mary and Joseph are gathered, and they're here in the barn, in the stable, and we have the manger, and the time came, and Jesus was born. So, Emma, do you want to put Jesus in? There we go. You got it. You can stretch. There you go, tiptoes. Perfect. And it was such an amazing moment that God sent Jesus to be born. And it was so exciting that somebody went to go tell the shepherds out in the fields. Who went to go tell the shepherds out in the fields?
The angel.
The angel, exactly. So do you want to come put the angel up for me? And it goes right up here. We may need some help. There we go. There we go. So the angel went out to the shepherds. And what, anybody know what the angel said? Yes. No? What did the angel say? Wow, Jesus is born. You will find him laying in a manger. High five on that one. Good job, Mom and Dad, whoever's been reading the children's Bible at home. Well done. All right. So what did the shepherds do? What did they do? What'd they do?
They went into Bethlehem.
And they found Jesus because there was a big star over the stable. So, who has a shepherd? Okay, we're going to do shepherds first. If you have a shepherd, bring the shepherds up. That's good, right there. You don't want to block baby Jesus. He needs to have good sight lines. There we are, and another shepherd. And another shepherd. And then shepherds, do they just watch one or two sheep? No. What do you call a whole bunch of sheep together, do you know?
A flock.
A flock. Good job. So if you have one of the sheep, because they wouldn't have left their flock, that would have been safe. So if you have one of the sheep, if you want to come bring them and get them up here. Whoa, I got you. There you go. Good job. Thank you, sir. All right. You got it? All right. We're getting all the sheep out. The cow's getting a little crowded. You want to hand it up to me, sweetheart? Would that be easy? You want to? There we go. Reverend Stephen, you want to put a sheep over there? Awesome. So the sheep, the shepherds came with the sheep, and what did they do? What?
They praised him.
They did praise him. And then, we aren't going to do it now, but afterwards, they went back out into the city and into the town and into the fields, and they told everybody what they saw and that Jesus was born. And what is the other name we sometimes say? Jesus is the Son of God, but we have another one, that the Messiah. But we have another one. We often say he's the
light of the world.
The light of the world. Exactly. And so Jesus' light we take with us this night. And where do we keep Jesus' light?
In our hearts.
In our hearts. But the candle reminds us, doesn't it? So when we sing Silent Night, that's our reminder that Jesus stays in our hearts. And on that night, Jesus was born during the night, right? So what was up in the sky that night?
Stars.
So after we bless the creche, if you have a star, you get to come put it on the table, and everybody is going to help build our creche together. Okay, and whose candle did I steal? There you go. Okay, hold on. We're going to stand up first. I want you all to stand because we're going to bless our creche. All right, and here's how we do a blessing. Hold out your hand like this. Can you hold out your hand? Okay, Reverend Rachel has to get to her creche blessing here. All right. The Lord be with you. Blessed are, let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night and bless this creche. We're going to make a big sign of a cross. Bless this creche that it may be a visible sign of your saving grace and love in all our Christmas celebrations. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. All right, now put your star down. And then you go out the side. And then you go that way. There you go. Anywhere you can put it. That's good. That's good right there, sweetheart. There you go. There you go. Good job, Sadie. They'll all pile up there. Oh my gosh, I forgot to talk about the kings. I will tell you after the service, Sadie.